is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? Welcome to Herbalist Kareem Speaks. You can find me on foursidesoflife.com, and you can also find me on Four Sides of Life YouTube channel. Here I got me the queen once again.
Hello.
And did you just bust out with a hello? You have to come up with an opening.
What's up, y'all?
There you go. Something. Did you got your handle yet? Queen something?
No, we're just going to stay with me right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Unless our audience has some ideas.
I see. Okay. Did you get together the queen letter?
So for everyone, yes, the queen letter, you can email me. Mm. And the email address is MO4cyclesoflife@gmail.com.
So moforsykesalife@gmail.com.
That's correct. And then you should put in the subject line, Queen's Letter.
There you go. So you know exactly it's going to be read on the podcast. Huh?
Correct.
We're going to try that out. And then we're going to start just ramping up, taking phone calls. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Like people just
that'll
call on in. Huh?
That'll
yeah.
be fun.
Tell me about your problem.
We need some interaction. Anyway.
What you dealing with, you know? I can go in and just ask some questions. So are you single? Do like Kevin Samuel.
Being real private.
Well,
no. They got private.
Yeah, they got private lives, but you got to find out information to get in there so you can assist them and help them.
That
so
is true.
You want to talk about finances and marriage.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic, especially, you know, our economy today. It might be something that,
that's
good.
Yeah.
So since I brought up the topic, one thing that I remember is when we first got married, I asked you, so are we going to put our bills together and put our money in the bank account together?
You were shocked with my answer, though, because I'm raised different. And you got that part right, but you didn't find out about that Methodist and Church of God in Christ thing that my parents were. But what was my answer, if you remember?
You said it's fine.
Yeah, I said it's fine. I said it's supposed to be together.
Mm-hmm. That's what you said.
Yeah, my mother took care of all the bills, and my father brought on what they call all the bacon. Yeah.
Yes.
But then things switched. The queen bringing home the bacon. And she paying all the bills. Hey, I'm just being real. That was what's happening back then. That's what I was looking for. So that's why I answered the way I answered like that. So I was like, you know, okay, you can do that. I talked about you today too on my HK live stream.
Oh, did you? I didn't even hear it.
I actually gave a story on how it was a struggle about, and we should write that down as a topic, that I was expecting you to cook Monday through Sunday.
Oh, you put that out there, huh?
It was on something else, but then I found out why. But anyways, we'll talk about that. Matter of fact, we might have to cover that on Friday, huh?
Yeah, that's a good
talk about, you know, subjects about why queens ain't cooking Monday through Sunday. Every night. All night.
That's a good one.
So okay. We're back to the finances. So you asked me that, and I said, no problem.
Right.
Okay. What was you looking for?
Well, one of the things, before we even talk about what we did, it's good to kind of give them a background as far as what did we know, like you just said, what your parents did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because typically we follow what our parents did.
Typically.
So you mentioned that dad brought home the bacon.
Yes.
Mom paid the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So did they have separate accounts? Did they have the same account? Definitely same account.
Same
right?
account. They were old school. They wasn't with all that.
Right.
You know, that's like definitely against their religion almost.
Okay.
Even though it didn't say that in the scripture.
So for my parents, they too had the same account.
Okay.
My mother was the one that took care of the bills.
Man, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Woman taking care of the bills. Was she bringing home the bacon and him bringing on the bacon?
They were both working. Now, mind you, your parents are from the silent generation.
Yes, they're the young version of silent generation.
Baby boomers.
And yours are the baby boomers.
Correct. So that may be the difference as to why. Well, there you go.
Yeah, big difference there. That 8-year difference is almost a decade.
So basically, we would say our parents are more traditional.
Who?
Our parents.
Yes.
No, your parents were more traditional.
Well, no, just a different generation.
Yeah,
you know?
Both of our parents were traditional. You're
right. Both of them traditional. Even we traditional. It's just it's just that you have to adapt to the generation
change.
And change, and people are not doing that.
Correct.
And they're kind of trying to mix the old generation with the change of their generation.
Correct.
And that is not working.
So why doesn't it work? Like, what would you say? And too bad we don't have a millennium in the room.
Perfect.
That would be nice to get their perspective.
Next time we get Jessica, you know this thing right here, we can actually call someone.
Ooh.
And they can be in. They ain't got to be here.
I like that.
You might want to do that and bring some of these millennials in. But you got to bring one that has some sense.
That is true. You don't want to just get anybody.
We got
in
some
here.
X's, some boomers,
yeah,
and some Z's and some millennials that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puff.
So yes, eventually this podcast, we definitely want to bring in some guests and get their perspective, not just our perspective.
You want to know?
Yes.
You're about to go somewhere with that.
I want to know, based on what do the millennials feel about that? Are y'all too traditional? And like, I mean, are we being too traditional? Be it that, you know, the woman takes care of the bills, the man brings...
It starts out that way, but once you kind of like find out that, or you feel that person ain't for you, you could be married or separated.
Go ahead.
And now you like, ooh, I'm changing my bank account. Mm-hmm. I'm putting my money over here. My direct deposit will mm-hmm. not even, you won't even see my. Mm. It's amazing. I've seen that happen to me a couple times. Mm-hmm. Didn't you do that to me?
What happened?
When we got like, we wasn't on the same, what they say the word says, on one accord.
We weren't on one accord.
You, didn't you make sure I wasn't on the bank account no more?
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm saying is that you ain't really got
it. Hold up, you guys. Now that I'm thinking about it, yes, I left the state so that way I closed that account that was joint account with us. Remember, it was Arrowhead?
That's true. And you did have me on there. You did.
Yeah, I had you on that.
With the credit union out here. You added me on there.
Oh, you don't know. That Desert Financial, you still on that.
Oh, I'm still on that?
Yeah.
Wow, so even though we were not seeing eye to eye, you slept me on it? I was still on it?
Yeah.
I could have been taking your money.
You didn't have access.
Oh, so why am I on it if I don't have access?
You never asked.
Wow. Almost like I remember David Orner said, I mean, he is out there getting that money, but she wanted to still have the mortgage in her name. Mm. And he wasn't added to it. That's crazy. Wow, so I was on the, my name was on there. But I didn't, it was restricted access.
It wasn't restricted.
You just said I didn't have access.
You didn't have it. Think about it, we weren't together. You wasn't on
the list. What does that have to do with me having access? Well, how was, I want to know, how is my name on something?
Because you put your name on it when we opened the account. You can't get a joint account without the other person.
That's what I'm going up to. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Because I'm getting there. I'm moving my, you know, E4 to 6. I'm on that night.
He's on that chessboard, y'all.
I am. I'm about to get you right here. So since...
I don't play chess.
So you don't play chess, but you act like you do. So I was added on it because I put myself on it, right? How didn't I have... How was I restricted?
You weren't restricted. You just didn't... Maybe you forgot about it, but the account was still there.
Oh, so he didn't restrict.
I didn't restrict you. You okay. just didn't...
I just didn't remember.
He was gone, y'all. He wasn't thinking about the account.
Was you still putting money in that account?
Yes. I still... To this day, there's money in that account.
Wow. Was it a lot back then?
No, babe. It was
okay, maybe that's why I didn't care about it. I needed you to have that chump change for yourself. Was I sending you money?
Yes.
Okay, so
that has nothing to do with the topic.
It does, because it shows that
it is about finances.
Your finances.
That's true.
And why I was restricted to, I thought to finances, but I wasn't. You was kind of poor in that finance account, so I sent you money so you could replenish it, because you was broke. You didn't have nothing in there. That's why I didn't.
But what he didn't bring up was the fact that I did have my own separate account where my direct deposit went into.
And that's what we were getting to. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, we are.
So we had a together account, right?
We had an account
that
together.
That I forgot about, you say, right? Because I never mess with it no more.
Right.
But when did you open up this separate account for yourself?
When we weren't together. When I moved here. Mm. Just like you open up your separate. Don't act like you
I'm
don't
just,
know.
Listen. Yeah, we're talking about you because you brought this up. I didn't bring this up. So you don't get
offensive.
Isn't that funny, huh? Queens will get defensive when you start asking the question.
They
can ask
the question.
You ask.
Understand.
Now I'm trying to get clarity.
Get clarity.
Yeah. Okay. You feel like you want to be talking to one of your girls. I could just chop it up and just listen. No. You got one that's thinking. I'm a thinker. Okay. So now
I love it.
You opened up another account. Was it a checking and savings or savings?
Yes, checking and savings.
Now was this being direct deposit your money in?
Yes.
So you just told me you put it in another account.
The one that
I forgot about.
Yeah, when we were together, that account was used between the both of us.
She's bouncing. But then when you actually, when we wasn't together, you
there was
did
no
open
reason
up
to,
your own account.
Yeah, there was no reason to put money in the joint account because we weren't together. I wasn't using it.
And you opened up your own?
Yes, of course.
How long did it take you to do that?
I'm pretty sure when I got my first check.
That's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying?
That first check went in there.
How long do you think it took me to open up a bank account?
Immediately.
Oh, your mind.
You had to. How were you going to cash a check in a different state?
That's the thing. You didn't even understand it. See, you had to. You can have checks with a bank account in another state, get paid in another state.
That is true.
Yeah, what are you talking about? So I was just trying to catch you right there. You said immediately with my first check. No, I didn't. You know how I didn't?
How'd you do it?
You know why I didn't and how I know I didn't?
Why?
I wasn't even working. See, there you go. Gotcha. But
says,
that's what it would be typical. She gonna probably
says he wasn't working.
I wasn't.
When there was a time you weren't working.
I wasn't working. When you migrated to Arizona.
You were, because I remember exactly where you were.
I was,
you
in
was
at the attorney's jobs.
Office. Oh, yes, how I was at
LBBS
jobs.
Downtown
and
LA.
Then,
but I was in. I had left that job.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me when.
You don't remember me leaving that job? When I tried, I was posted. Let me help you refresh your
memory. Refresh my memory.
Remember, I was supposed to get transferred from that law firm to the law firm in Arizona.
There was one in Arizona. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And that fell through.
Oh.
So I was without a job. Wow. So that's why it helped me understand. Help you understand. No, I didn't open no account right away. My brother was broke. And if I was getting paid, that check was getting mailed to me or given to me directly. You know how you go, please don't mail it out. I ain't sure about my address.
I'll come
my
and get it.
My address is kind of funny.
I'll come
I'll
and get it.
I'll pull up and come get it. That's what was happening to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is good, you guys, because I didn't have a clue what was
but
going on.
But we know
on.
What happened to you. You opened right away. You
didn't Women even, don't
an account,
play.
But look, an account that I forgot about, you still said, I don't want this Negro to see
it's
it.
It's the truth. If a person's having, this is when you have not only your finances are affected and changed, but even the relationship is going through conflict. So then, therefore, people move differently.
But was we divorced?
No.
That was kind of quick then to do what you did, because that could, we're talking about finances and marriage. That can affect the marriage when a person immediately,
you're
when
right.
they get their next check, they change bank accounts.
You're right.
What are you doing?
Like you said,
what message are you sending to the other partner?
It's that mental disorder.
Oh, is that? Oh, because you, what we talked about last, because you're in your head.
That's right.
Oh my God, that's a good escape. Because I was gonna light you up, because I'm just finding that out right now, family. You know, see,
you've been married for 20.
This has been 21 years, 22.
But when did this happen? This happened
like 13, maybe longer than that. This happened about 15, 16, 17 years
yeah.
ago?
16, well, no, 17. No, about 16, 17.
That's what I said. Yes. Years ago.
Yes, he's just finding this out.
Oh, my.
He wasn't really concerned
well,
about
it. Well, you brought the topic up.
But that's good, because that makes it even more authentic when we're talking about it.
After this podcast, I got some more questions.
Oh.
I'm trying to find out who else. Like, I want to know who else was added to the account since you moved so fast.
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sending you a check.
His name is
to
the
old
account.
I'm sending you a check. No, you talk. Don't talk. Not the new one. I'm sending you a check to the old account, and you getting paid in
you
your new account.
You weren't sending the money to the old account.
And we married. Where was I sending the money to? I was sending it to you. You deposited where you wanted
right.
to go.
That's right. You're kidding.
Wasn't I a sucker? Man, trying to do things right, even in love after separation, waiting on God to heal.
Do you guys
this
hear
marriage.
Him? He over here preaching.
Wow. Yes.
There you go.
Yes, that's crazy. That's I never called my sister about this one. Sis, if you listening, because I see you donating everything to my podcast.
Oh, we appreciate you,
you
sis.
You know, I need you to focus on. Call me about that. You see what just
happened? Hey, sis, call in.
Yeah. You know, you can call in. You can
call pull
in.
Pull up.
Because I think she got a lot to say about marriage.
That would be cool.
Man, she is not a...
I would love to get her perspective.
It's a different vibe out there now. Once you married and you no longer are married.
Yes.
You ain't letting people in so easy. That's crazy, though.
That is true.
You, like, you already know what's up. So, wouldn't you? That's a topic.
You
right
move
there.
Differently.
Yeah, but that's not cool, because you're not really giving the person that might be sent by God or hit by the arrow of love. Mm-hmm. You're not even allowing your heart to be open to receive the new
that's
love.
A whole nother topic. We're going to have that's another one, y'all.
You,
that might be Friday's topic.
Because you've fallen in. Into the footsteps of the old footprints in the sand that they'll pass.
Mm-hmm. What they say, the baggage.
Baggage.
You're carrying two, four, five baggages,
suitcases.
Oh, one day we should talk. That's another topic we can talk about. What's in your
baggage?
You
need to start writing this down.
Man, I'm going to have to listen
unpacked.
To the guys.
And a lot of y'all ain't packed, man.
Or maybe you just stay packed.
That's what it looked like. People
always
doing
ready to
people
go.
People now, it literally, like, they didn't unpack in their house.
Yeah.
And they ain't letting nobody bring no bags
don't
to their house.
Keep your baggage in your own home.
Wait, but that's not allowing nobody to come in.
You can bring a duffel
you know
bag,
why?
Maybe.
Because they focus, like, since you're talking about finances and management, they focus on their finance.
That is true.
These
my lights.
It's almost like when you move on, people are talking about like they are elders. This fixed income is fixed to me. Now that I got
it's
rid
true.
Of you.
Right.
And got rid of that old. Right. If I bring you in, I have to ask questions.
My fix has now been changed. What? My electricity goes up, my water go up. Because now you're using light, electricity, and y'all, you're using my water to wash
your... Y'all thinking that deep? Okay. About a person taking a shower, how fast the bill is going?
Wow. Did the ladies leave a corner of the closet for him to unpack his bag? Or did they even leave a dresser drawer?
Don't go. This is the topic.
Okay, we got to stop.
We got to talk about this topic.
I'm just saying.
It does lead there because it seems like the scale is a tip now when it comes to finances and marriage.
It's good to get the perspective.
Because when you're now in a marriage, mm-hmm. when you're dealing with finances, mm-hmm. sometimes from the old school, that silent generation and that mm-hmm. baby boomers, mm-hmm. we were taught, like I said, that we're supposed to have the finances on lock. Mm-hmm. So when you go out there and you do what your daddy told you to do, you know, and go out there and protect yourself from what he felt like his friends were like. Mm-hmm. So he decided to change up the generation and protect you from his homies that were out there maybe doing too much and mm-hmm. over here, you know, slanging this and slanging that and mm-hmm. hustling and not really being there for the queen and their children. He decided to give you, speak some life into you and give you tools to make it without a man.
You know what it's called?
What's it called?
The tool of independence.
There you go. Tool of independence. So he's trained you to be independent, you know, because I heard somebody else mention this too, mm-hmm. you know, that their father gave them this information. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. So if your father trained you mm-hmm. to take care of you, mm-hmm. how does that give room for the man coming into your life to take care of you?
Mm, that's a whole nother topic.
It's on this topic though, because it's finances. Your finances is on lock and you straight. You good. Mm-hmm. Most of y'all have your BA and about 20% of you sisters mm-hmm. and women have your masters before you even cake up with somebody.
And see, that's the issue, like you said, is because of the women out there who are going out there and getting those degrees, right?
Yes.
It puts them in a different, what? Tax bracket.
That's right. Didn't all majority all your homegirls have degrees?
Yes, majority of them.
Did you have your degree, your BA, when I met you?
Yes.
Ain't that something? I went to your graduation of your bachelor's, right? I just barely.
No, not the bachelor's degree.
That was the master's.
That was the master's.
God, ain't that something? So I was already three, four steps behind. Four years, huh? No degree. What you doing messing with this broke Negro?
Hey.
So our finances were flipped, right?
Mm-hmm, at the
Wasn't you working at a university?
Mm-hmm.
And was I slinging pizza? Wasn't I delivering some type of...
No, before you it worked was, at the attorney's office.
You forgetting.
Oh, you mean like when we were first dating?
Wasn't I delivering some food?
Yes.
Before
food hotline.
Before it was Uber?
Before it was Uber.
Before it was Liftgate, all that other stuff?
All that stuff. Mm-hmm. Before those...
Man, what you doing with this broke Negro? My finances was on time. So what
call
was
me,
it?
Call me. I'm different.
No, you met the brother that was in the church.
That is true. Yeah. But be it that there's some women who immediately, because of where they're at status-wise, they're not open to see a man who may not be their equal.
But then again, I was your first.
Yeah,
we got married first.
Yeah,
so you didn't get a chance to be dating nobody that 4, 5, 6, 7
Oh
years.
No,
that was a straight up.
You guys,
bro.
We dated for. We dated for a year technically,
fast.
But engaged and married by the time we got to the year.
Yes. So I just might as well keep it real. You didn't have that struggle world.
I did not.
Of being with a struggle brother.
That, too long.
Like if I stayed going from pizza. To delivering pizza, and then 5 years later, I'm still not even at the cash register.
Ooh.
I'm still delivering pizza. Mm. You didn't have to deal with that?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Or going from pizza to the couch playing my the Xbox or PlayStation 4.
No.
Nope. So you didn't have to deal with that?
No, I did
so,
not.
So
I was dealing with married, someone who was responsible.
Mm, before we was married, where did I go from the pizza? Where was I working after delivering some food?
You were working at the doctor's office.
Mm. I didn't got it. I didn't made it that fast.
Very fast.
Wow.
Before we were married, you were already at the
I had to catch up to them finances.
And he had already got our apartment before we moved in as a married couple.
Yes, I had
and he lived in that apartment.
You're right.
Until I got...
I had to catch up
he caught up
to them finances, Queen, because I was with my mama.
You sure was? And
my daddy working, delivering food. And I was like, wait, when I saw this woman that had a bachelor's degree working on her master, I said, oh, good Lord, I got to step it up. I had to put that gas, I had to put all gas, no brakes.
That's right.
Yeah.
You did that.
And here it is now. I got you now. My thing. Like that. So should we talk about, that was yesterday, finances. Should we talk about finances now today?
Oh, I know you happy about this.
I'm just saying. We ain't going to do that. We ain't going to do that. I'm going to talk about marriage and how people feel and what it feels like when you get married and you deal with your finances. Do you place finance and when we'll let them go above marriage?
No.
But do you feel people place finances above marriage?
That's one. What is that, number one or two of the reasons why people divorce today?
Yes, there it is.
Is finances. Because people fight over money. Well, we know the Bible says that money is the root of all evil.
Oh, it is.
But in marriages, it's number two top reason to get a divorce.
Man.
So who's reading the Bible?
Man, they will divorce over finances faster than the person cheat.
Ain't that's for real though. They would. Oh, most definitely. You messing with my money?
Oh my God.
It's time to go.
It's probably because the puppeteer, the government that you live in is so bad out here.
Mm.
You watching your pennies.
Every dime.
How y'all say it? Y'all watching your coins.
Your coins in your purse.
So man, so I believe you should put love first, God first, creator first, the most high, and what's last is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be more selfless. Because what?
God is love.
And love is God.
Stay in love.